statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom. Let's Talk Nutrition is a health talk show that features scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, and experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Listen for a chance to win daily prizes and follow Let's Talk Nutrition on Facebook and Instagram at Let's Talk Nutrition or on Twitter at LTN Radio. It's time for some inspiration. Tune in to get fit and healthy. It's time to talk about nutrition. Nutrition for your body, your mind, your spirit. It's time to talk about proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, and supplementation to help. Get ready to take charge of your health because your health is your wealth and the wealth of those who care about and love you. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition with Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to the show.
And welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition 2020. Thanks for tuning in today. Hope you're having a good day, wherever and however you may be listening or watching the show. And whatever you may be doing to protect yourself from this coronavirus and this pandemic and epidemic that is sweeping across this country and is apparently unrelenting. It will not relent. So, yeah, it's hard to know. There's so many people working on this, scientists from across the world trying to figure things out, trying to get a vaccine developed. Disturbing report by the one company, pharmaceutical company, talking about years getting a vaccine into the marketplace. Wow. If there's two doses that are needed, that was the caveat, if two doses are needed. It normally takes years to develop these vaccines and to do it relatively safely. For some people, there is a risk with the vaccine, apparently, and a lot of people, you know, will not take a vaccine, will not take the shot, the injection. And that's a very personal choice people have to make. And of course, with this particular situation that we're caught in, some that would normally take it feel a little uncomfortable because it's being so rapidly developed. And in Germany, they're thinking that in terms of availability, the vaccine may not be broadly available until mid-2021. Never mind just taking it. The Germany's education research minister does not expect the coronavirus vaccine to be broadly available before mid-2020. She spoke at a government news briefing today, this very day, where the country's health minister said that between 55 and 65% of its citizens would need to be vaccinated once the treatment has been found. And what she's alluding to is that would create enough herd immunity to keep the virus in check. We're about 10, in the United States, about 10 to 15% of the population has been infected, and so they have antibodies. So we need to be somewhere between 50 to 70%, somewhere in there. She's saying 55 to 65. It varies depending on what data you're looking at. But you need to be at least 65, 70% of the population either infected or injected before you have enough herd immunity to put the virus in check. So the Russians have a vaccine, and it's been approved by Moscow for phase three trials, but people aren't putting a lot of faith in that. I don't know. Would you take that vaccine? I don't know. I'm not so sure. I trust the Russian government. So that's the situation in Germany. So, yeah, that's sort of the fix we're in. And still too many people in the population not observing all of the things to do, the safety measures that have helped other countries. And the data is there. I'm not making this up. I know some people don't, they believe, actually believe that wearing a mask and physical distancing is a waste of time. Well, then I'd like to know how all of those other countries that are doing well now, doing far better than we are, reopening, how do you think they did it? They didn't have a vaccine. It's the same darn virus. The only thing that's different between us and them is that they did what they were supposed to do as a nation.
Clubs.
On the whole.
I know they didn't reopen clubs.
No.
Just saying.
Didn't reopen any. No. Going to large gatherings and.
Well, they did reopen bars and clubs yesterday at 50%.
Yeah, but he meant early on.
Yeah.
Early on, in order to get the thing contained.
Yeah, they
and
tried.
Controlled.
That backfired really quickly. They did for like a weekend. Yeah, they did. They opened up clubs for a weekend, and it backfired extremely, so they closed them again.
Yeah.
You think they stay open this time?
I think they're doing it right this time. I think they're taking more precautions. They learned their lesson. I think they'll stay open now, just slowly at 50% capacity, mask wearing. Like, they'll be smart about it, I would think.
Oh, I didn't know they're making it mandatory to wear masks.
I don't know about that. Oh, okay. I'm just saying, like, some club, every club I think is different on that. I don't know how that is.
Are we talking about Florida? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They reopened clubs yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I'm real itchy to go out to a club.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Are you kidding me? Oh, jeez. I don't know. I mean, behaving normally does not make an abnormal situation go away, meaning the virus. Behaving normally spreads the virus. So we have to behave abnormally to contain the virus. Abnormal means, I know, wearing a mask, it's not normal. I know that. Physical distancing, avoiding a large crowd, all those things. That's not what we typically do. But the virus seizes upon normal behavior. With more than 29 million cases of coronavirus have been reported globally, and at least 925,000 people have died from the virus, according to Johns Hopkins University. Nearly 555,000 children in the United States have been diagnosed with COVID-19 since the onset in the beginning of the pandemic, according to two health groups. I recall a couple of months back, people were saying, oh, children can't get infected. Okay. The pandemic has set back progress toward achieving some of the UN Sustainable Development Goals by decades. This is a new report from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's not the only thing that's going to be set back. There'll be a lot more that we're going to have to contend with. It's going to take a while. I mean, first we got to get through this. I don't know. More than 150 Indian medical workers have died since March because of COVID-19. So these frontline workers are put at a grave risk. And that happened in Italy, And it happened, you know, happens here. It's happening here right now. The UK test shortage is, quote, unacceptable, close quote, said the government minister, as cases surge in Britain. Yeah. These are the things that are going on around the world. In Hong Kong, no locally transmitted virus infections in Hong Kong for the first time in months. And I'm looking at a photograph of people in Hong Kong on a street, and looks like the majority of them on the street wearing masks. We don't want to do it.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Celsius is a fitness drink which is clinically proven to function. How? As a thermogenic, Celsius proprietary MetaPlus blend accelerates metabolism, increasing your body's ability to burn fat and calories. There are only two ways a body burns fat: through increased heart rate and our increased body temperature, thermogenesis. Drinking Celsius and then going into motion is double dipping. You're accelerating the burn, and the results are even faster. Celsius is your ultimate fitness partner. No high fructose corn syrup, no aspartame, no preservatives, no artificial colors or flavors. 100% of 7 essential vitamins. Proven in 6 published university studies. How does it work? Celsius proprietary MetaPlus formula, including green tea with EGCS, ginger, and guana seed, turns on thermogenesis, a process that boosts your body's metabolic rate. Drinking Celsius prior to fitness activities is proven to energize, accelerate metabolism, burn body fat and calories. Invest in yourself. Drink Celsius. Look for us at www.celsius.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by CV Sciences, from seed to shelf. New chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Strauss Herbs, everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Thanks for tuning in. Here's Katie to tell you how you can make contact with the show so that we can connect. I love talking to you.
You can give us a call at 877-897-8255. That's 877-897-TALK. And you can also email Dr. Garko personally. His email is drgarko@letstalknutrition.com. And you can also send us messages on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, however you watch the show as well.
Reginald, you sent me a text last night. I was caught up in something. I couldn't respond at the moment.
Right.
It had something to do with a football game.
Yeah, I was watching some of the games last night. They had two Monday night football games, as they normally do for the beginning of the season, week one. And I saw in the stands, I mean, it was kind of exactly how you said it would be. They were spaced out. I don't feel like there were a lot of people there, but I don't feel like it was dangerous at all. I feel like that was a good, they were well spaced, just like you thought they would be. So.
Well, that's good. Was this NFL or was it the other league?
NFL. This was an NFL game. I believe when I sent that text, I might have been watching the Denver game. Denver versus the Titans.
Yeah, who won?
I believe it was the Titans. I didn't stay up for the whole game. Yeah, believe the Titans.
You and Katie got you and Katie got to get up early these days, man.
I don't got to get up Katie early, but I do still got to be here right now. So I'm trying to, you know, cut off. Like my cutoff time is becoming like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and
She has to go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Right. Yeah. She's out by 7. Like,
I stayed up till 9 last night. I'm so proud. I felt like a late night bloomer. I didn't even know what was happening. I was like disoriented.
Did you wake up on time?
Barely. It really was a struggle this morning, and that was a constant reminder. Anytime I do that, I'm reminded the next morning why I make myself go to bed so early.
You pay too much of a price, right?
Yeah, it's not worth the struggle of trying to wake up and it taking an hour to wake up and I have a dark drive into work in the morning, and it's not safe for me to be that tired. I need to be rested. It's a very dark road I drive down to get to work. It's like a 30-minute, it takes me like 40 minutes to get to work, but 30 of that is just dark, no street lights, woods, so I got to be awake.
Absolutely.
You know, trying to make a living. It's going to be a while, kiddo, before that facility is open where you are, the iHeart facility.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
I do feel safe in here, though, like knowing
well,
that
there's nobody,
only...
there's nobody in the building but you and the Mises.
Right. Well, yeah. But I feel like when they started bringing more employees back into the building, I feel like they haven't done too much. So
oh,
I still
you mean
feel...
the one? You mean the ones walking around with a hazmat suit on?
Absolutely, those the ones that come in here in the mornings before we get here, clean up and up. But I do feel like they're going about it the right way, and they are taking it very seriously to where they don't overdo it or like start just like letting everybody come back in and waves
no,
and
that
stuff
ain't,
like that.
That ain't gonna happen,
right? It feels great to know that, you know, the place that you work for is actually taking it seriously and making sure that you're safe as well.
There were 12 children who became infected with the coronavirus at daycare facilities in Utah. And what happened? They passed it on to others despite having mild or no symptoms. This is according to a new study from the CDC. Nearly 700,000 people have fallen off British payrolls since March as a result of the pandemic. So around the world, you see this effect. States that have reopened bars, the crew was talking about bars here a little bit ago in Florida opening. States that have reopened bars saw their rate of coronavirus cases double within 3 weeks on average, according to an analysis that was done.
So they know that, and they're still like, who's in charge?
Well, I don't know what to make of it. I've never seen the like. I just don't know. There's no coordinated. You would never be able to put a symphony orchestra on stage with this amount of disorganization, because they wouldn't be playing music. They would just be making noise. We have no coordinated effort. No, we're not working from the same score of music with one conductor, right? Orchestra conductor, if you follow my metaphor. And consequently, you're getting all this unevenness in policy and all these mixed effects. The longer we refuse to do what other countries have done, the longer it's going to take us to get out of these weeds. We are caught. I'm mixing metaphors here, but we're caught in a swamp, and we have no compass, can't see the sun, so we can't get any direction, and we're just lost, man. Snakes, alligators, and whatnot, poison spiders everywhere. I mean, we're in a real fix.
Lost me at snakes.
You get my metaphor. And so I'm getting calls all the time. It's all day. I mean, I'm trying to get my work done, and people want to know what to do. And I say, and I refer them. I don't know how many videos are up there on that YouTube page. Do either of you know?
I could find out, but I don't know off the top of my head.
It's more than 10.
Yeah.
I know that. And so many of those shows are devoted to talking about what we need, what we can do to protect ourselves from a diet and lifestyle perspective. And we must do it. We must. Come back. We'll talk some more. I hope. Give me a call. I'd like to talk to you. This is Dr. Michael Garko from Let's Talk Nutrition. If there were ever a time to take charge of your health, now's that time, given the U.S. coronavirus epidemic. Earth's Creation scientifically tested CurcuLife Curcumin and its family of products can help you do just that. If you have an inflammation-generating condition, such as obesity, heart disease, or diabetes, you are at a greater risk to be infected by the coronavirus. Earth's Creation CurcuLife Curcumin supplement is a patented turmeric formulation with extensive clinical trials. It allows more curcumin to get into your cells to fight inflammation, a hallmark of viral infections. CurcuLife Plus Curcumin is in many of Earth's Creation family of products. Go to inflammationusa.com and protect yourself against the coronavirus. For a limited time, buy any product at inflammationusa.com and get the second bottle at 50% off. Act now. Go to inflammationusa.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Strauss Herbs, everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Celsius, live fit. Irwin Naturals, premium vitamins and supplements, 25 years of gold standard supplements. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Thanks for tuning into the show. And we're making our way. I'm trying to make my way just like you, figuring it out. I don't know. So much of it can be in our own hands and things that you can do to take care of yourself. And all the shows and the number of hours we've devoted here on air for you to do that. And you're, of course, and it's simple things. This is not complicated. It truly isn't. You know, the very simple things, you know, like talking with Katie here just a moment ago in that last block, she stayed up until 9 o'clock. She normally has to go to bed at 8 because that young woman has to get up at 3:30 in the morning to be at the station for a show that she works. Then she comes and works with me on this show. And she just 1 hour later, and she's, you know, didn't feel right today. The point is proper sleep and rest. You can't go for days on end, weeks on end, and not get enough sleep and good rest. Your immune system will not withstand, will not hold up. It just won't.
I actually was talking to someone about that this morning. We were talking about like medicines you take that keep you awake, like prescribed medicines that someone was taking. And she was saying she didn't sleep well. She was like, you know, I went a couple of days and the medicine started giving me side effects. Like I started feeling weird. I was like, that wasn't the medicine. That was the lack of sleep. Like lack of sleep will make you disoriented. I was like, it could have been the medicine. But chances are if you weren't sleeping, it was your lack of sleep that was getting to your head. Like I was explaining how necessary sleep is.
Well, you should tell her to listen to the show.
I actually did.
Good. we use all the listeners we can get and viewers we can get. You're right on both ends of that or of that advice to your young friend. She's getting side effects from not enough sleep, but I can tell you, some of my physician friends, they tell me that one of the drugs that they really worry about prescribing are sleep medications.
Yeah.
Because they know the side effects. I mean, you know, one doctor I know, I'll do it. He said, I'll do it as a last ditch effort. But And if the patient really, really insists, and, you know, I can see. And, you know, that's an interesting point, too. Sometimes prescriptions are given as a first-line strategy. Some doctors won't write that script until they've exhausted every other available means of treatment or cure.
Right.
It's interesting, the different approaches. Every doctor is different. And the sleeping pills, I won't mention the name. There's one that you take. If you take it on a regular basis, you'll wake up in the middle of the night, start cleaning the house, make something to eat, do all sorts of things, and wake up the next morning and not realize that you did those things. The refrigerator door is open, the stove is on, TV is on.
Oh yeah.
And you have no recollection.
Order a bunch of stuff online. Yeah, I have a friend who takes that, and yeah, it's scary.
Have you talked to her about it?
Not recently. I don't actually know if she still takes it, because it was really bad for a while. I mean, she took it for a couple years. It's actually someone my mom's age, and she was like ordering stuff online, and it was showing up at her house. Like, and she would wake up the next morning and just not remember anything. I want to say she stopped taking it, but I'm honestly unsure.
About 50 to 70 million Americans have difficulty with sleep. And when you're under stress, this is what's crazy here. People are afraid. People are concerned about their health. Some are losing their health. Some are losing their life. Some are losing their jobs. Some are losing their homes. And to think that that doesn't induce anxiety and stress. Yes, Katie, she sent me a message. That's the medication.
I figured.
I don't want to mention it because I don't want to get in trouble with a brand.
Don't blame you.
So, you know, this is very stressful and causes an anxiety inducing, which disrupts your sleep. And then when you don't get enough sleep, you become even more anxious. And you're in this downward spiral. In the meantime, your immune system is taking a left hook, right cross, and then an uppercut, and ends up flat on its back in the middle of a ring. And you're sitting there totally vulnerable. And you dare go out to go to this grocery store or whatever, and you get infected. And the side effects of sleep medications, I'm just telling you, they are, I know some people take them, but boy, Natural Factors has a great product called Tranquil Sleep. Then there's Solace that we talk about on the show. These are natural sleep and relaxation aids. The Natural Factors product is very good. There's only three ingredients in that one. I've used it. I've used Solace too at times. So I'm just saying that, and drinking alcohol before you go to bed is the last thing you should do. It may get you to sleep, but it's going to disrupt the five stages of sleep that you hear me talk about on the show. People think, that'll put me to sleep. Yeah, but once you wake up, you're not going to be able to get back to sleep. 877-897-8255. So that's a simple thing, but you can see how complicated it can become. And then managing stress. How do you manage stress? You know, you're not going to be able to go to some seminar. You could do it online. They have things online you can watch and join and learn how to do certain meditation techniques or stress management. I've given stress management seminars. That's an interesting audience. Get in front of that audience, and you look across the audience, and you can just see everybody's wound real tight. And here you are talking about how to manage stress. And these executives, most of the time when I've given those seminars, it's for corporate America. You look at, they're sitting there and they don't want to be there. They were asked to be there, and that's stressful. And and then I get them to talk about that, which is a relief. It releases some of the tension. Well, you can't make it up. We'll be back.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Have you experienced the wisdom of nature with Zyflamend Whole Body from New Chapter? Zyflamend is a 10-herb blend that delivers three health benefits. First, Zyflamend is an herbal approach to pain relief, helping to soothe minor pain or soreness. Second, Zyflamend is a joint supplement with time-tested herbs to support joint function and flexibility. And the third benefit, Zyflamend supports the body's healthy inflammation response, something that's essential for maintaining whole body health. Zyflamend is New Chapter's clinically tested blend of 10 remarkable herbs, including pure and potent turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend is non-GMO, project verified, gluten-free, and 100% vegetarian. New Chapter is a leader in supplement quality. Every ingredient, every product, every time. Discover Zyflamend, New Chapter's number one selling multi-herbal. Zyflamend is made with ginger for occasional pain relief after exercise. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by American Biotech Labs, your daily immune system support. Celsius, live fit. CV Sciences, from seed to shelf. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining in if you just showed up. Glad to have you here today. I'm glad to be with you. I keep saying scientists are working all around the world on this virus. University of Pittsburgh scientists discover an antibody that, quote, neutralizes, close quote, virus that causes COVID-19. That was a headline. Scientists at the University School of Medicine, I am quite familiar here. I know exactly where it is. In Oakland, I grew up there, have isolated, quote, the smallest biological molecule, close quote, that, quote, completely and specifically neutralizes, close quote, SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. They did some laboratory studies here. Laboratory studies can be either in vitro or in vivo. In vitro is in a, you know, like a petri dish or something like that. In vivo is in animals. They did in vivo studies. The antibody component that they created here is 10 times smaller than a full-sized antibody and has been used to create a drug. The drug is called AB8. Shared in the report that was published by the researchers in this very prestigious journal called Cell. This was yesterday. The drug is seen as a potential preventative against SARS-CoV-2. Well, piece of good news here. According to the report, the drug has been highly effective. This is a quote, in preventing and treating the SARS-CoV-2 infections in mice and hamsters during the study. The drug also reportedly does not bind to human cells. That suggests it will not have negative side effects in people. Now, we are not mice and we are not hamsters. True. But this is often how things work. First, you go through these laboratory studies, and then you move to human. It often starts this way. Quote, AB8 not only has the potential as therapy for COVID-19, but it also could be used to keep people from getting SARS-CoV-2 infections, said co-author John Mellors. He's chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Pittsburgh and UPMC. Antibodies, he says, the antibodies of larger size have worked against other infectious diseases and have been well tolerated, giving us hope that it could be an effective treatment for patients with COVID-19 and for protection of those who have never had the infection and are not immune, close quote. This is really, this is good. As I said, scientists are trying and working hard to figure this out. They're thinking outside the box, man. And how this drug works and is going to be administered, ultimately, hopefully, it may be able to be inhaled even, or through a superficial injection instead of an IV. So they got to figure out how to do this. How many people are going to be tolerant for an IV? So they're going to have to, maybe they can create an inhaler, get it inhaled, or have an injection. Right now, it would be only administered through IV. According to the report, the team at University of Texas of Medical Branch Center for Biodefense and Emerging Diseases at Galveston National Laboratory tested AB8 and found it blocked the virus from entering cells. Now, these were mice trials. These were with mice. In mice trials, those treated with AB8 had tenfold less of the amount of infectious virus compared to the mice that were untreated. This is how things happen. This is how it starts. So, you know, that's what gives me hope that, you know, there are women and men out there, these scientists, who, as I always say, work in obscurity. The only people that know them are their colleagues and their families. They're not famous. They're not, you know, on TV. They're just quietly working, trying to figure it out. They're really, I admire them. And they can make a difference here. Do I have a bias? Yes, I do believe in science. That's my bias. I admit it. And you know what? I'm sort of comfortable with it. I'll take that bias any day of the week. My view, and it's my opinion. Now, this is an opinion. I think our way out of this is through science, not through fiction or science fiction. I believe that in my heart of hearts. Some disagree with that. They have no faith in science, don't believe in it. practical things are implicated in this pandemic and epidemic in our country. Refrigerators, stoves, and other appliances are in short supply during the pandemic. This is in Maryland and elsewhere throughout the country. I mean, who's thinking about that? Well, that's what goes on. They don't have enough of these appliances for people. If you go into Home Depot or, you know, all these other places where you would buy these, and they're not there. The factories have been closed. LG factories in the United States and around the world are opening now at full capacity. They have been manufacturing these things. You know, that we forget about how the practical aspects of life are affected. But the bars are open. God almighty.
Who's that?
People don't have refrigerators, stoves, and appliances, but the bars are open. What do you think, Katie? I don't know, man. You're pretty quiet over there.
No, I have an engineer in the room with me right now. I promise I'm listening.
Which one? First name?
It is Dana.
Oh, put him on the air.
He said no.
Tell him I said hello and I miss him.
So, hey, I miss you too.
I love you, Dana. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, geez, I hear his voice. These are my pals. I haven't seen them in months. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I'll be back.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strohs Heart Drops over the past 20 years. The Strohs Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you increase your blood flow everywhere. The Heart Drops have proven to dissolve plaque from arteries, veins, and vessels caused from cholesterol that can restrict or block our blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to avoid open heart surgery, as was my father, and instead cleared our arteries painlessly and without chemical drugs, which, by the way, do not claim to remove any plaque or increase blood flow otherwise. Strohs Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strohs Heart Drops are safe, and Strohs guarantees your satisfaction with a money-back guarantee. So you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. If you've had open heart surgery, angina, diabetes, low energy, cold hands and feet, or grayish-blue skin or lips, Strohs Heart Drops are for you. Available online at PowerMall.com and StrohsNaturals.com. I promise you won't be sorry.
This is Dr. Michael Garko from Let's Talk Nutrition. Tired of not having enough energy to exercise and be physically active? Well, OptiNOS from Earth's Creation can help recharge your body with the energy it needs to live a physically active lifestyle. OptiNOS does three things to help energize. First, it increases nitric oxide, which means more oxygen and nutrients flowing to your cells. Second, OptiNOS helps create ATP, the body's energy currency. Third, OptiNOS reduces lactic acid buildup, which causes exercise-associated muscle soreness. So turn on your body's energy switch with OptiNOS and start living a physically active lifestyle. Get OptiNOS at ecsportsusa.com. That's ecsportsusa.com. For a limited time, use promo code EC and get $10 off your first order. Promo code EC. The sooner you use OptiNOS, the sooner you will feel better about yourself and your body.